It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everyone, and this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday, the second day of November. And in continuing with our theme of having local candidates come and visit us, we welcome in studio the Republican candidate for Mercer County Commissioner, Mr. Dave Buescher. Hello, Dave.
Hey, hi, guys. Thanks for having me here this evening.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
I guess this is only the second time, so you're not really living here, I guess. But it's good to have you back.
Yeah, been here.
And
a lot.
I think you're the final one of the four, the two state representatives and the two county commissioner candidates. So those who we really want to talk to and find out about. And we appreciate you coming back.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's good to be the caboose.
So, first of all, let's before we get into the who is Dave Buescher and letting people get to know you, let's talk about your primary win. Were you surprised by the outcome?
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I thought I had a good chance. I thought it'd be a close race. The margin was by far bigger than I thought it would be. So I felt very blessed, and I guess the outpouring of support was huge. Received a lot of phone calls and messages afterwards, and I can't tell you, I couldn't believe my phone held up.
So like, what do you attribute that victory to?
I felt I worked really hard going around, meeting people, village council meetings to park board meetings. I came out here to Fort Recovery one night and, you know, sat through a meeting. There might have only been 11 guys there, but afterwards I stuck around for, we were probably there for another hour and a half, and, you know, just talked about local issues, and you know, those people are very passionate about their communities. So, you know, when they want to talk about stuff and you're listening, well, they feel like you value their thoughts and their desire for their communities to be a better place. And I think everybody in the county is the same way. So I think that was probably a large part. I do believe that people like the fact that I was a business guy, or that I am a business guy, and that I'm very passionate about business. So, you know, that kind of helps, I think, get some votes there. You know, young family, young business guy,
yeah,
successful. So,
well, it was, it was certainly, a surprise to me, because it's hard to beat somebody who's an incumbent. Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't happen very often.
No, I agree. I can't remember how many weeks before the election it was, but I was out and about, and I ran into a gentleman, you know, a local farmer that I've known probably since I graduated high school, and he pat me on the back and said, good luck in the primary, and it was probably 10 days out, and I said, hey, I appreciate it, and he goes, you know, the incumbent wins 97% of the time. Kind of deflated my balloon a little bit, right? You know, I was like, yeah. But I was well aware of that going into it. But, you know, having somebody you've known for, you know, 20 some years tell you that really was like a wow. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out today.
Well, that's, I mean, you know, it's good to go into it with you know, realistic.
Yeah, well, yeah. With you, yeah. I guess everybody that I've talked to that's ever done it said you got to run like you're scared. So,
yeah,
work hard and do the right thing, and I think good things will happen. And that's in all walks of life, right?
Yeah.
It's not just in running for a political seat. That's how it is in anything. You know,
that's the truth. That's the truth. But I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back with the getting to know Dave Buescher part of the show. So we'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House is coming up Thursday through Sunday, November 10th through 13th. And in addition to all the great deals in all the stores, here are some of the other great things going on. At the library, they're having a week-long book fair during their regular library hours. And on Sunday from 1 to 2:30, they'll be doing take-home crafts for the kids. And even more events on Sunday, from 11:30 to 4, there will be a live nativity next to Brockman Furniture. The show choir will be caroling on the streets from 1 to 2. The carriage rides will be running from 11 to 4. And there will be a pioneer demonstration in the log house in Krenning Park from 11:30 to 4. And our museum will be open from 11 to 4. Thursday at 7:15 will be the lighting of the Christmas tree in Krenning Park. And our Girl Scouts will have hot chocolate and coffee available there all evening. And there will be a bake sale, too. Santa will be visiting with the boys and girls in his house at the former Mays TV building on Thursday from 5 to 7 and on Sunday from noon to 4. And be sure to sign up at all the merchants to win a $1,000 Merchants Association shopping spree. It'll be a great time each day, Thursday through Sunday, for the Christmas open house with lots of surprises and great prices all over town. Don't miss it.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Dave Buescher, Republican candidate for the Mercer County Commissioner seat that is open and will be voting on next Tuesday. So Dave, let's start with getting to know you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Born, raised, education, married, kids, all that stuff.
Born in Corder Hospital. I grew up in Northern Dark County. I always tell everybody North Star because that's where I went to church and went to school. But New Weston address there, on a dairy farm, and then went to Brazil's High School. Graduated from there, ended up at the Lake Campus for a couple years. Worked during the day and went to the Lake Campus in the evenings. Some quarters I'd hardly take any classes. Next quarter I'd load up. And a lot of that just depended on what I was doing. You know, if it was a busy time of year, we was pumping lagoons at the time, and I started driving some semi for my brother, so just kind of, it took me 3 years to get a two-year degree, but it wasn't because I wasn't trying, it was because I was working hard.
Sure.
And, 22 rolled around, and at age 22, I bought my first semi and come over here, and I think last time I was on here, I said, you know, most of the guys that helped me out when I got started were pretty much all Fort Recovery guys. They were the Fort Camps and the Garkies and the Leonards and just great people. And then I just kept growing my business. 6.5, 7 years ago, I built a shop in the Maria Stein Industrial Park, and we moved out there, and we just kept growing. At that point, we were diversifying pretty fast from being a 100% egg company, hauling egg products, to moving into some automotives, car parts for Honda, stuff like that. And then we just continue to cut our teeth on a little bit of everything. So I always tell the guys at Honda whenever I'm talking to them, I said, I guarantee you I'm your only carrier today that's hauling live chickens, live hogs. We're like today, this morning, I hauled hog manure out of a farm over by Fort Laramie and was spreading over by Newport. And, you know, but we're doing all those things, but we're still hauling automotive parts for you guys. And that just, that's
all
a lot.
In the same truck. Same day.
Yeah. Maybe not same truck, same day, but I got a lot of trucks. You know, the guys that I was tanking manure with today, when we're chased out of the fields because of the weather, those trucks will go get a nice thorough cleaning in the wash bay, and they'll be pulling car parts or something else within the next day. So we run those trucks on everything, just different trailer hook to them. But it's a lot to be said about the strong work ethic of people in this area. And that's why we've been successful at breaking into that automotive industry that's not necessarily easy to get into.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we got in the Pratt paper there in Walpock when they built that mill. We got a contract with them a little over 3 years ago. Just keep on moving forward. And then, you know, the latest thing, I think most people heard it, but this week me and Derek Wendell and Rob Stockler purchased Wendell Poultry from Pam, Randy, and Gary. So we kind of announced to the employees and the customers on Monday. That was the day before the paperwork was signed, but we felt we really wanted to let people know and hear it from us instead of, you know, it gets out to one person and next, you know, everybody hears it secondhand, and, you know, it gives maybe a level that people are not comfortable with. So we yeah. felt that we did it.
And possible misinformation.
Right. Yeah. Misinformation. It's usually the news that does that. I'm not. Yeah. FR Radio does
and,
it right.
And gossip is pretty good at it, too.
So, yeah. So we let the employees know. Pam started sending emails out, letting everybody know, you know, that there was an ownership change taking place, and that Pam, Gary, and Randy were going to stick around for the next 2 years to help make that transition. So, really, hopefully, nobody even knows it happened, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'd tell you what, and that's a good thing for Fort Recovery. It's a good thing for, you know, Wendell family, because now from a succession planning, you know, standpoint, they have a plan that they can move forward with, and it helps expand Busher Farms, you know, so that's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You know, the entity will forever be kept Wendell Poultry. We bought the name, we bought the business with no intentions to move it or change it. You know, I think at one time it was they're working on building a trailer, and, you know, so they've been working on this, you know, before the purchase, of course. And they said, you know, you do want that trailer, like the steel parts of it, painted red, or do you want a different color? And I said, no, red's your guys' color. So, like, yeah. I think it's great, and I'm super excited about it. The Wendell family has a legacy in the poultry service industry, trucking and servicing the poultry. So, I'm very excited about the opportunity that I've been blessed with, that they were willing to consider me, I guess. So.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So, to get back to, we have to touch on your wife and kids.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so my wife, you know, so all these things that I've done in the past, so I met my wife, I had one truck. So I think I got the four, and at that time I told pretty much everybody I knew, including Dave Romer at Sanity Bank, when I went for a loan for my fifth truck. I said, yeah, don't worry, I'm selling my first truck, and I'm staying at four because four is a really good number. And so my wife's been, you know, she was there when there was one, and then, you know, four, and then I think I got to 15, and I told my best friend, and, you know, I said, 15's just a really good number, and Scott reminds me that all the time. And then I got to 25 and hired my first dispatcher, and I told, and this was about 3 years ago, I told Eric, said, well, how many trucks do you think you're going to run someday? You know, we're at 25, and I said, I don't know. And he goes, you think we'll ever be at, like, 40? And I said, we're going to be at 16 before we be at 40. And here we are, 56 trucks at Busher Farms, and I just quit saying stuff because every time I say it, then it's the exact opposite happens.
You have the opportunity to, or the inkling to come up with something else, and the opportunity presents itself, and you have people that you can delegate some of that to, when you hire good employees, they can, and they understand what you're doing, they can take over a lot of that huge responsibility.
Exactly. So I quit focusing on how many trucks and what we were doing when people would ask me stuff. And I started to say, you know, as long as I have good customers that want to pay me to haul a product or do a service for them, and as long as I have employees that are turning applications and showing up and that are qualified, then I really didn't want to put a number on how many employees or how many trucks that I would be interested in. I mean, I quite frankly never thought I would own 10. I didn't have a plan to own any more than one when I started, and never would have dreamed I would have had an opportunity to buy out a company like Wendell's. And, you know, I think, you know, fortunate for me, my wife's always, she's always believed in me probably more than maybe I did myself. So I married Danielle Zumfeldy was her maiden name, so not a Mercer County last name. She was from Henry County up in Napoleon, which is on Alpha 24 between Defiance and Toledo. Met her at the Knights Hall there, Maria Stein, at a New Year's Eve dance. Just by chance, she came down with some girls she met in college, and you know, alcohol was served, and you know, and she's a shy girl, so good thing there was alcohol. She probably would have never talked to me, and I've never had a problem with talking to strangers. I always like to meet a new person and you know, just figure out where they're from and what walk of life they're going through, because it's exciting to me. But yeah, we've we got a little, 5 kids. We got our oldest, Madeline's about ready to turn 11 here next month in December. She'll turn 11, and our second is Brody, and he's 9. And then Jace is 7. Kinsley, she's 4, but she'll tell you 4.5 every time, because her birthday's in February. She's 4.5 going on 22. And then we had a newborn here in July. So we have a soon-to-be 4-month-old, Eva. So,
and I believe she was at our one-of-a-kind auction.
Yeah, so she was the youngest person at the one-of-a-kind auction.
I believe she was.
that one of kind auction, that was a great event. It was the first time I was ever there. I'll be back next year. I thought that was well put on.
They do a great job, and they get some of the neatest things ever. If you're looking for any kind of vacation thing, just go there, and you can bid a whole lot of money and still end up with a bargain on like a golf. The Gulf Beach down in Florida place.
And I got the Gulf Beach one. That was one of the ones that I walked away with. So we definitely we had fun that night, and I gave it up to the committee that put that together. And I think, Neil, if I'm not mistaken, they said 22 years in running.
I believe so. I believe that's right. It's so, well over 20. I remember 20 was a couple of 2 or 3 years ago. So yeah.
So that says
pretty cool, isn't it?
That's a testament to Fort Recovery and the hardworking people here that has the best interest in the town in mind.
So I tell you what, let's take another break, and when we come back, we will talk about what is it that got you interested in running for the county commissioner, and you know, what are the things that are important to you? So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. America Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 8th, and that means the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a drink. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. There's no pre-sale tickets this year. Tickets are only $7, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 8th.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everett Heart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Dave Buescher, Republican candidate for the Mercer County Commission. And Dave, you know, you ran in a pretty contested, somewhat heated for you, Mercer County race. What possessed you to think, you know what, I want to be a county commissioner. I have nothing else to do. I'm just sitting around the house all day.
I think we've determined that isn't true.
You can't run for mayor of Maristein because they don't have one. So going back to, you know, my childhood growing up on the farm, my grandpa was a township trustee for Wabash Township for as long as I could remember. And I think as long as my dad can remember. I think he did 40 years plowing snow, and they tell stories of him plowing snow. And my Uncle Steve, who's the youngest out of my uncles, would be riding, you know, with my grandpa, and they'd be up the intersection of the county line and 118, you know, facing Burgettsville. And, you know, it'd be grandpa's, you'd have to turn left there and go back to another township road. And grandpa would ask my Uncle Steve, is it clear your way? And Steve would, or any cars your way? And Steve would play, nope. And then grandpa would start to go, and Steve would go, just that big truck. You know? So he wasn't lying, but so he did that forever. And
cars.
He served on the Dark Roll Electric Board down there, and you know, and I had the opportunity as a senior in high school that, you know, I was in the scholarship runnings the last three, you know, for that scholarship, and he was on the board, so you talk to them, and you know, it was pretty neat going in front of your grandpa you know, reading your report, your essay you wrote, and explaining them why you thought you deserved it. Now, I didn't get it, so, you know, either I didn't do a good enough job, or grandpa's like, you know what, it's my grandson, I can't vote for him. But, you know, a lot of those things, watching that, you know, and then my mom, and both my mom and my dad, they were always very active in church, and mom used to run up to the elementary school in North Star, and she, you know, and there's a lot of women in our area growing up that donated a lot of time to that elementary school.
Yeah.
And that's the pride of our area, you know, is these small schools. And yeah, we might not have a lot, and we're not having the cities have, you know, we don't have water polo teams and stuff, but you know, the parents are able to participate in a lot of things at school, and it makes the schools better. They makes the kids better. So I grew up with, you know, with enough public service going on that I was drawn into it. I think I met Jim Beakey, old Representative Jim Beakey, in the sixth grade. And him and my grandpa had, they had history together. They, grandpa would sit out underneath the oak tree, and Jim Beakey would come stop and visit, and they'd sit out there for hours just talking about stuff. And this goes back to my childhood, you know. And Jim really respected my grandpa a lot, and so, you know, and Jim was really good for our community, you know, this region, and he did a lot of stuff. And I think back in the day, before I can really remember, because I wasn't old enough to necessarily be involved, but, you know, I believe Jim was pivotal in help bringing Cooper Farms into this region. I think, you know, introducing them to the farmers in a positive light to get them to kind of accept Cooper's into the region, work with them. So I've seen a lot of that growing up, and so it's always been a desire. I think my grandpa, you know, told me at a fairly young age in high school, he said, you know, you should run for politics someday. And I always respond the same way to my grandpa. I said, you know, I would, but I'd hate to ruin the family's last name, you know. And that's, you know, just that little shot of, you know, when people think of politics, at least a lot of people, you know, you think of the ones that's been there forever. And that's a nonpartisan thing. I know Nancy Pelosi's been there forever. Chuck Schumer's been there forever. Mitch McConnell's been there forever. Yep. So it's both sides of the aisle that I think a lot of people just think you're there too long. Want new people, new ideas. You know, people just don't trust you if you're 80 years old, you're holding on to this job, and people are going, why?
Yeah.
You know, go retire, move to Florida, have a cocktail. You know.
Well, she's had a few.
Yeah. She, yeah. Well, we know he has, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got the ticket to
proven there.
Yeah. You got the ticket to prove it. But, you know, so, you know, it's been a long desire, and you know, and when you're growing a business and raising a family, you know, you constantly have a lot of things going on that distract you. So maybe for the last 10 years, been distracted. Good distractions, you know, raising kids and growing a business. Then I finally hit that threshold, I think a lot of businesses do, where you make some really key hires. You know, you get somebody that can really run your office and somebody that can really run your shop. And you get some drivers that are just team players and their leaders, and you know, if they're in charge of 5-6 guys, you don't have to worry about the whole thing. Now, you got to have good employees across the board, but once you start making those key hires of people that will take charge and they're accountable and they'll get it done, now all of a sudden my life got a little easier, step by step, as I made those hires, to the point where I'm like, you know what, I kind of got some free time and I really suck at golf. So I thought golf's probably not a good answer, but you know, maybe it's the right time to throw my hat in the ring and go ahead and run for county commissioner. It was a logical place to go. I love this county. I might not have been born in it and raised in it, but I'm raising my family in it.
Well, you're raised a mile from it.
So, yeah.
So I guess that counts.
Yeah, about a
mile and a half, I guess.
Mile and a quarter, somewhere in there, you know. Yeah, so that was the driving point. And, you know, in my years of running my business, I've met a lot of people, you know, like I said, starting out in Fort Recovery and then, you know, growing a business, and you start doing business with companies in Salina and north of Salina. And so it's been a great opportunity, the business, to meet people. And I think that also made it easier to decide to run for county commissioner. And you know, people always ask me, you know, back 6 months ago, wow, why don't you just wait 2 more years? And I said, you know, that's a mute point. You're ready to go. I would never tell anybody to wait 2 more years to do anything. If you feel it's your time, then it's your time.
Yeah. So was there anything that you experienced as a businessman or as a father that from a government standpoint or from dealing with the county commissioners that you made you think, you know what, I can improve that process or I can make that better? Was there anything about this office that you made you think that?
There always is, you know, any business is sooner or later going to run into red tape. And a lot of the red tape that I've had in my business experience has not been at the local level, right? It's state, and it's you know, trucking's federally regulated, so you know, we're regulated by people in D.C. and you know how much they know about transportation. Now, makes you wonder some days. I guess they rode a train one time and they really liked it, so Joe Biden decided you're qualified. But no, you know. When I built my truck wash, you know, that misinformation or fear of the unknown, you know, I did work with Al Lochtefeld from Chickasaw, to ease everybody's, they're a little bit anxious, right? You know, you're going to be using a disinfectant. Is it going to kill the bacteria in the lagoon? So I said, hey, Al, let's jump in the car. Let's go talk to Coldwater. Mercer Landworks got a wash there. They use disinfectant. Let's go talk to Coldwater's wastewater, you know.
Yep.
You know, everybody, and you can go to almost any community in this county and find somebody using a disinfectant with water that goes to the treatment pond. And so that helped. That helped me go, okay, this is why good communicating people. You got to be able to communicate, because if I wouldn't have grabbed a hold of Al and said, come with me, I would have had a harder time getting everybody to be on board and comfortable with me putting that wash facility in. And, you know, now, you know, I'm going on 4 years later, every reefer that comes in from, you know, these guys come in from everywhere and they're here to pick up eggs. If they're going to a Cooper farm, we're doing the wash and the disinfect, and they can't get loaded if they don't have a receipt saying they came through and got disinfected by us. It makes good sense. Most farms are going to disinfect them again, but we're doing the inside of the trailer and the outside of the truck and trailer. And with bird flu the way it is, you know, I think probably hopefully every listener that listens has heard of the bird flu and understands that we do not want that in our county, our region. So that's a little extra layer of protection that hopefully if it would get tracked in here, that it gets killed whenever we wash it the first time. If not, hopefully it gets killed a second time when, you know, they drive through the wash at the farm or the loading facility. So that wash is, I think, it's a good layer of biosecurity. You know, Cooper Farms, we truck for Clemens. So Clemens has sent their vets out there to certify it, to swab our trailers to make sure they're clean. We don't have anything to hide, so we're inviting if they want to come out, you know, come on out, you know.
Yeah, if they do find something, then you know there's something to correct. But,
right, yeah.
But it doesn't sound like that's happened. So.
No, it's been good. And
when you're trying to cut corners, you don't want them there. If you're trying to do things right, you want them there. So if they see something, well, maybe you ought to try this. And, and sometimes new products come on the market. So.
Well, and you never know. I mean, there's things you learn every day. So whenever I was building that wash bay, like I did not understand that. Like, so we take hard water and we send it, you know, from one side of the lot to the other underground, and then it gets ran through iron filters and softeners, and then goes into a storage tank underground. And since we're trying to deliver it to the poultry wash that I have in Maria Stein at a high rate, we actually have a cistern pump, so they can put out some gallons. And then we have inoculators that basically pushing the disinfectant into the water system as it flows. I never knew that disinfectant works better on softened water. There's harder water, the disinfectant doesn't work as well, and it's because of the minerals and the impurities in the water. So the softer your water is, the better your disinfectant works. I didn't have a clue of that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're always learning something.
Sure.
And, you know, some days it's like, wow, I didn't need to know that. But most days it's good learning. So.
So when, like, we spoke with Don Holtvoit, several weeks ago, he had, like, 5 points of focus that he was basing his platform on, okay? So what does Dave Buescher stand for?
Well, you know, you know, who I am and what I stand for, you know, I was born, raised Catholic, practicing Catholic today. I'm the treasurer of the Holy Name at the St. Louis Catholic Church in North Star. So I still go to the same church that I was baptized and raised in. And me and my wife, she grew up Lutheran, so she went through RCIA before we were married. So we went through RCIA there. We're married there. Five of our kids have been baptized there. At this point, and everybody in Southern Mercer County at least can respect the fact that you can drive 2 minutes and go to church two different directions. You can drive 4 minutes, go to church any of those directions. So we just choose to drive 6 minutes to church. And a lot of it's because, you know, I have history there, and I've been on the men's group. I've been the treasurer for 4 years. So we got our big bingo night. So if you want to play bingo on Sunday evening, 5 PM North Star Parish, go there. We have bingo night. We're giving away turkeys and hams for winners of bingo. So it's our big feather party. But so it's just it feels like home. And we've been the masses throughout the county, you know, different times. If you're, you know, having a mass for, you know, maybe my grandma or grandpa who passed away years ago and they're having a mass in their name, then we'll go to Casella. But so I'm Catholic born, raised Catholic, raised my kids Catholic, pro-life, pro-small business, pro-small government. I do believe that most industries are over-regulated. I think some regulation is good. I think there's government overreach in a lot of stuff. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I just heard Joe Biden's going to make or push, not saying he can do it, but he's going to push to make tobacco illegal. Which, you know, to people that hate smoking or hate tobacco products, probably music to their ears. But to a whole bunch of tobacco farmers in the South, it's the worst thing they heard of.
So tobacco will be illegal, but marijuana will be legal.
Yeah, you know, if it makes sense if you don't think about it much.
Yeah,
but
because the whole reason you don't want to have tobacco is you inhale it and it causes health problems. So inhaling marijuana, inhaling stuff, it's just not good for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you don't care as much when it's pot.
Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind that. I'm all for it then.
Yeah, so I do believe it to be crazy. I do believe it to be a huge impact if his administration and you know, the Democrats decide to get behind it and push it hard, it will have a huge impact on the nation's economy. I mean, big tobacco, whether you like it or not, does have a huge market.
Yeah.
So regulating whether or not you have a cigar tonight when you go home and over, you know, and have a cocktail in your back patio, I don't think that's any of the government's business or any of the government's business at all. I think that's the government overreach that we're all scared of.
Yeah.
So you're talking about speed limiters on semis. So that's something that affects me and my industry. Do I believe speed limiters should be put on a semi? Yes, if you're going to speed limit cars. If you're not going to speed limit cars, you're not going to decrease accidents. You're probably going to increase them by slowing the trucks down.
Yeah. Traffic needs to flow at the same speed, basically.
Right. So, I mean, I think
anybody that can't figure that out is stupid.
Most of us in this room, I'm sure, remember I-70 used to be 55 for big trucks and 70 or so 65 for cars. Yeah. And then when they talked about making them all the same speed, I was excited. I was already in the trucking business at the time. And then they said 70 was going to be the speed. And I went, why couldn't we just all go to 65 first?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why did they raise it and then bump it to 70? I have no clue. 65, at this point, I think everybody in this room is probably as guilty as I am. If the speed limit's 55, you do 62. If the speed limit's 60.
Yeah, because that's where the state police... Their radar will go off 8 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Is that the rule?
Well, that's how most of them do it. And I think the local ones are, well, it might be the locals that are 7 or 8 miles, and the state bowls are 5 or something.
Yeah. I was always told, 8 you're fine, 9 you're mine.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law used to be a sheriff's deputy up in Henry County, and
yep.
I used to drive up there every once in a while, and I'd call him and ask me to play Smokey the Bandit, and he always just shook his head. again, it's why is this a good rule?
Yeah.
They make rules all the time that don't make improvements. They actually adverse reaction, make things a little worse, and then they spend years researching why it made it worse, and then, you know, nothing ever changes. So, you know, I'm a very pro-business, pro-Catholic, pro-Christianity, pro-life candidate, and that's the way I'll lead. You know, again, I think the best thing that this county could continue to do, whoever is commissioner, is make sure we are business-friendly. Make sure we are people friendly, because I think every business in this county would agree we probably could use a few more people.
Yeah.
We could use some employees. Now, whether those employees come up from Dark and are down from Van Wert and over from Jay or Allglaze, that's fine too. But at the end of the day, we'd like people to find homes here. And
not sure where we'll put them because nobody wants to sell their farmland, but still.
I agree. You know, and I think a lot of that is being looked at real seriously on, okay, if we build a series of nice condos, do we get some of the retirement age people to go, you know what? Not having to buck my snow and mow my yard. Yep. It's pretty nice. That's a good idea. I'm going to sell.
And to visit the neighbor, you walk down the hall instead of getting your car and drive somewhere and hope they're home.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, I think they did it in St. Henry, and I'm pretty sure they all sold pretty, I'm pretty sure once one sold from what I was told, it was a chain reaction, right? Because, you know, Paul heard that his buddy Sam bought one.
Yep.
Man told his wife, we should just buy one. We'll sell this place, and this is going to be great. No yard to mow. And so, you know, that's something I think needs looked at. Now, does the county government need to look at it? No. The county government needs to support the businesses that are going to look into that. And there's opportunities and things that the county can do to help those businesses. No different than what the county has done in Maria Stein to help us grow that industrial park with a TIF to help put in the infrastructure.
Yep.
You can, you know, and I'm not 100%, but I've talked to enough people. I believe that you could TIF in streets for a subdivision to help out the contractors to get the condos / houses in. It's just where you want to push to.
Yep.
So if you want to push residential and you want to help the contractors get that done, that's where the county could help.
Yeah.
It's a good area to look into.
Yep. I think there's a whole bunch of little things that you can look at with stuff like that, but I think the general idea you're talking about is the county commission, the county, everybody involved in the county government needs to help promote businesses and growth.
Yeah, businesses, growth, family.
Yep.
And you get those families in here, and they see our great school districts and our great athletics and academics.
Yep.
And the businesses we got and the people we got down here, everybody, they wave at each other. I don't know.
Yeah.
You get out of this area, and I tell you, if you drive around in certain counties, it's hilarious. You drive around and you wave at like you're still in Mercer County, they just look at you funny.
Yeah.
They think you're coming back to steal their stuff.
What's he up to? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the role of the county commissioners and like the budget and the sheriff department. And I, you know, that there's some questions about that too. So we'll be back right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Queen Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time. And look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas Open House. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more. Veterans Day is coming up on Friday, November 11th, and here are some of the things going on around Fort Recovery to help honor those brave men and women who have served our country. On Monday, November 7th, there will be a Veterans and Senior Citizens Day breakfast at the Middle School Auditoria. The breakfast will be at 9 a.m. with a Veterans Day program at 9:45. Please RSVP ahead of time by calling the middle school office at 375-2815. On Wednesday evening, November 9th, there will be a veteran meal at the American Legion with social time at 5:30 and the meal at 6. Then on Veterans Day evening, Friday, November 11th, there will be a Veterans Day ceremony at the Fort Recovery Veterans Plaza at 5 p.m. Our Legion and VFW posts will honor all veterans with a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps, and several new names will be formally added to the wall. Again, we have events here in Fort Recovery to honor our veterans. Monday the 7th, a veterans and senior citizens breakfast at 9 a.m. at the Auditoria. On Wednesday evening, there will be a veterans meal at the Legion with social time at 5:30 and the meal at 6. Friday the 11th, Veterans Day ceremony at our Veterans Plaza at 5 p.m. To all our veterans, thank you for your service. We owe you our freedom.
As we get close.
What?
We're on.
When?
Like now.
Give me at least 5 seconds notice.
I'm sorry. I was talking to Bob.
You were talking to Bob.
Yes.
Talk about a waste of time.
Boy, he needs the help.
Yes, he does. We're back. We're talking to Dave Buescher, the Republican candidate for the Mercer County Commission seat. And Dave, as like we went to break, you know, we were talking about, you know, housing in the county, and you know, one of the biggest responsibilities of the county commissioners is to manage the county budget. Okay, you've said you're a fiscally responsible person. So how would you manage it when it comes to the sheriff's department? Because I think that's been a little bit of an issue when it was at least a discussion with the person that you beat in the primary.
Right. Yeah. So I was fortunate enough to work with Sheriff Gray and several other people on a committee over the course of the last 8 weeks or so to dig into the numbers and then promote, or actually dig into the numbers, figure out what they are. And, you know, if the numbers ain't good, then you know, don't staple your name to it. So there were several people just like myself that had questions, wanted to learn things. So we sat down, we talked through it all, and we decided that, yeah, this sales tax renewal that's up, it needs to pass. It's a really big deal. It's not necessarily a really big deal just for the sheriff's department. It's a really big deal for the whole county because budgetarily, if you don't pass it, it's roughly $3.5 million in revenue on that 0.5%. That money's going to have to flow from other entities to cover whatever the duties assigned by the Secretary of State that the sheriff has to do.
Yeah.
And the auditor, the treasurer, the recorder, they all have duties that the Secretary of State says they have to do. So you can only cut so much from so many places. And I'm telling you, if you have time, there's a lot of information that is available. And if you have questions, if you ask them, I know the team of people there responded to them as fast as they can to give people honest answers. There's no one that is on that committee that, because there's several business guys on that committee, there's nobody on that committee that wants to be hung out to dry that said, well, you pulled the wool over my eyes. We're trying to straighten out the misinformation, you know, the people that think it's a new tax. It's a continuation. It's a 15-year tax that was assessed to build, operate, and maintain a new adult detention facility. Now you can't call it a renewal because we're not building a adult detention facility. We are maintaining it. So it's 15 years old. I mean, I've built stuff six years old, and you can't believe the stuff that you fixed already. Right. I questioned the electrician on like, how good were these lights when we built them? Cause we seem to replace a lot of them, but you know, so it's no different than any building, any house. Stuff starts to wear out. So you're never going to have that. Anybody that that looks at their paycheck, I guess, I would hope anybody in this county looked their paycheck 15 years ago and looks at their paycheck today, God, I hope they make more per hour than they did 15 years ago. I know whenever I hired my first employee, what I offered them per hour to what I offer a new hire today, and I think it's about a $10 differential from starting wage.
Yeah.
It's crazy how things have changed. So the expenses around that sheriff department have gone up. Majority of it is employment cost, right? That's what you're paying them, what their benefits are. You can't do away with that without doing away with people. If you do away with people, you do away with service. So I really strongly encourage anybody that's got questions on that. But, you know, it's not a sheriff's department problem. It's a commissioner problem, right? So, like, I guess I, you know, people can be, they can take it any way they want that Dave Buescher's advocating for this because he don't want to work very hard when he gets into, if he's elected, he gets in that seat. That has nothing to do with it. I just don't want to be the guy that has to go and say, okay, hey, you guys need to cut 20% of your budget. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that, or a lot of entities, government agencies of the county that receive money out of the general fund, and this is going to put a $3.5 million hole in it. So I encourage people to look at the sales tax in Dark County. Look at it in Van Wert, Auglaize, Shelby. It's the exact same as ours in Mercer.
Yeah.
So if you turn around and you look at what we have as a county as equipment and how our sheriff's departments ran, and if you feel safe and you like this county compared to, you know, maybe some of the surrounding counties, you feel the same way I do that, you know, you're doing a little bit better. You know, but I'm that guy, right? Like, I live here and I look around and I'm going, man, why would you want to live anywhere else? So I'm hoping people will consider that. They'll look and say, you know, if I buy groceries in Mercer County today, or if I drive over to St. Mary's and buy them, it's the same price. I'm paying the same sales tax on it. So there's very few counties, out of 88 counties, 55 of them pay the exact same sales tax we do. Yep. So we are the average.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear, because I think we're doing pretty good with an average sales tax. So
very good. And you know, one of the other things that we had Jason Menchofer here 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you know, Jason talked about the Mercer County Health Department levy. That you know, I guess they're being moved out of their current home, I guess, and that's just going to raise costs for them. Have you also, you know, looked into that one too? Do you have a stance on that one?
Yeah, I got a stance, but you know, like anything, if you don't follow the whole thing through, you know, then sometimes maybe you shouldn't speak on it, right? And so I'll go farther than that, because I'm not shy, and I like people to know that I am thinking farther ahead than the windshield, right? So what I would like is just to sit down and look at everything and say, okay, where are we at as a county on space? Get that, you know, and when I say study, I don't think we need to hire somebody. I think we just need to jump in a car together, grab a 12-pack of Busch Light, and go drive around and open doors. We'll see where we're at. But then after that, let's sit down and list county needs. And I don't mean let's three commissioners in the commissioner's office list county needs. You bring in the department heads and ask them how things are going. And then make a list of county needs. And inside them county needs, or outside them county needs, you talk to your villages. You talk to Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Maristein, Chickasaw, Montezuma, Rockford. You talk to Minden, everybody, and you get their list of what St. Anthony needs. That way you know what your villages need. And then on that list, you decide where you're going to start, and you rank them. And it don't make sense, in my opinion, maybe to start spending money in a place that maybe doesn't rank. Maybe it ranks 15 on your needs. You know, that's where I'd like to start. So the whether or not the health department should be moving out of the central service building, the whether or not a lot of things that they're looking at doing, I would love if they could tap the brakes. Today's the 2nd of November. There will be a new commissioner in that office in less than 2 months, one way or another, either me or my opponent will be there. So, you know, tap the brakes a minute. Let's, let's sit down, let's let maybe a new set of eyes look at some stuff and just decide, you know, maybe moving forward, where's the best way to spend the county's money.
Very good. So Dave, you mentioned your opponent, and we talked to Don in here 2 or 3 weeks ago. So as like you look at November 8th, I think. Let's see, what? Yeah, November 8th yeah. is election day.
Yep. Unless you're a Democrat, I think you vote on the 9th.
Yeah, there you go. You know, how would you describe the differences between you and Don when it comes to the county commissioner race?
Okay. And any Democrats listening, I was joking, they vote on the 8th too. I don't want anything on my Facebook said Dave Buescher lied on FR radio. So no.
There's a difference between lying and kidding.
Yeah.
And if they can't tell the difference, maybe they shouldn't be voting.
Well, no, and I am kidding, and you know, and through business I have not always politically or morally agreed with every customer I've ever had. I mean,
we have to get along.
I have a customer to date that I remember. She came in my office one day and said, "I'm just glad you're not wearing a Donald Trump hat." And I literally had a MAGA hat on my head. And the gentleman that was with her bumped her and said, "Donna, he's got a Trump hat on." And she was, then this was in the primary before the general election. And she was a huge Bernie Sanders gal. I mean, she was. And I, like I said, we still work with her, and I love Donna to death. I think she's a great woman. Politically and policy wise, we are very two different worlds. So I guess back to your question, you know, I've met Don, and Don's always been kind to me. I have no ill words to say about how he's treated me or how I've seen him conduct himself. I do believe that him and Sophia have the same feelings I have about, say, for instance, the sales tax renewal. I think they see what I see, that this is important for the county, because if it doesn't pass, it does cut into services. One shape way or another, it does cut some services to the county. You can't take that money away. So, you know, that's the one side of it, right? You know, the other side of it is you know, at the end of the day, you know, I have a very conservative belief, and I'm not saying that my opponent does not, but, you know, this day and age, what side you're on, you know, you're going to be asked sooner or later to maybe fundraise or host an event for, you know, maybe somebody up the food chain from the office you're in. And I think a lot of the money that's on one side of it goes to things that we're passionate about, whether they're pro-life or pro-business, or, you know, maybe anti-big tech. You know, there's just a lot of things that Mercer County, as a majority, stands behind, and there's a lot of the other side where you start talking about, maybe the, you know, the hot topic's been, you know, all summer's the Roe v. Wade. I don't know. I'm a firm believer that life begins at conception. You really can't convince me otherwise. And it's science. So, you know, it's not at first breath. It's not any of that. So, and that's my belief, and that's my conviction. And I think the vast majority of Mercer County believes in that. So, you know, ultimately that's probably right. That cuts it right down the line. That's probably the largest difference. And that's not what this race is about, because, you know, neither me or my opponent can affect that. You know, that's decided in federal courts, and you know, but we can have our beliefs, and what you believe in is what makes you who you are. So that's the big one, I'd say.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we'll be back to kind of give you a chance to do some closing comments, and then we will talk to Rocker. If you're ready with anything, are you ready with anything?
He's always ready.
Yeah. You were born ready. That doesn't surprise me. So we'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help support the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. All through October and November, a portion of every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will go to the Christmas Gala Fund to help people in and around the Fort Recovery area. The Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala has helped dozens of families over the past 5 years who were going through difficult situations in their lives, and here's a great way you can help out other local families. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses here in Fort Recovery, and help out your friends and neighbors who might be going through medical or financial difficulties. We want to give a big thank you to the folks at Fort Site Fuel for their continued support of local nonprofit groups.
We're back. Insight.
We're back.
Sorry, Rocker.
Common Avenue.
Did you startle him?
I startled him.
Oh.
So Dave, I tell you what, I always enjoy chatting with you. I always learn a lot. So as like we are rounding third and heading for home here on the 2022 elections, before you share what you'd like everybody to know and remember, is this your stopping point from a political standpoint? Are you going to be the next Jim Beeke, Jim Zaringer, what you know?
I've had that question before. And you know, I'll never say never, right? Because, you know, I'm sure... Well, actually, I got a track record of saying never, and then it happened. So, but what I'll tell you for sure is I understand that a lot of positions in politics, when you get up the ladder high enough, they expect you to give up your businesses, and I think it's an ethics committee, ethics commission to go through it. And you know, Warren Davidson, who I consider a good friend of mine, you know, he was in the same you know, he was a guy that was in private business just the same as me, and he enjoyed it. And then, you know, he got asked by Jordan, and you know, I think he was thinking no, and his wife told him, "Well, why don't you think about it?" And, you know, he got out of business. And every time I've talked to him, you know, he says, if I don't feel like I'm doing you know, making an effort or making a positive reaction in D.C., I want to get back in business because I loved it.
Yeah.
So I can say at this standpoint, this commissioner's position is, you know, what I'm dreaming of, and there's no position that would make me have to leave my businesses or leave my employees or leave my customers that I'd be willing to take because I'm that passionate about my business. Now, you know, never say never, right? But for now, that's where my heart is my family, my business, my community. You know, there's so much to do here yet. I'm 39, so God bless, or God willing, I hope I'm here. You know, my grandma's 90. She'll be 96, I think, this fall. She drives herself to Sanford Bank, goes to Gil's IGA, drives herself to hairdresser every Wednesday. She's playing cards. They kind of rotate whose house it's at, and she's doing that all the, you know, living at home on her own. God bless her. I hope I got a fair amount of those genes in my body, but no, I don't know. Right now, I can't see me being anywhere else but Mercer County, growing my business, raising my family, and aggravating my wife, you know, like I do so well most days.
Well, that's a husband's job.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm good at it. And as good as I am as telling my kids those little, you know, little stories that, you know, most times grandparents tell their grandkids. I keep telling Danielle, I said, man, once we have grandkids one day, I'm going to be really bad at telling these stories. Like, they're going to be bouncing all over the place trying to figure out what grandpa's talking about. But yeah, so no, at this point in my life, I couldn't be any happier. The idea of being one of Mercer County's three commissioners and growing my businesses and raise my family is right where I want to be.
Fantastic. Well, Dave, I tell you what, I wish you the best next Tuesday. If nothing else, the running, the campaign part is over, and at least some portion of your life will belong back to you again.
Right. No, and the campaigning's been enjoyable. I mean, it's, of course, like I said, I'm a very personal. I like to talk to people, so that's the fun part. The only thing I could ever say, if we could get like maybe the state legislator to get together and decide, you know, when it comes to these dang signs, the rule is loser has to pull them. because I know everybody says, you ain't got many signs out compared to what you had this spring. And I said, it hasn't rained since Labor Day. So this ground's really hard. And I can't imagine pulling them back out. So, you know, I'm hoping for some rain here about next week so these signs come back out of the ground. But, you know, a loser pulls the signs rule would be a good rule.
That's good.
It'll make you committed to run.
So you're planning to pull all the signs for both for you and Mr. Holcomb?
No, loser pulls. I'm banking on myself. I guess all I can do is ask all the listeners, you know, you got just under a week to vote, either early vote or vote on election day. So if you haven't voted yet, I would strongly encourage you to make sure you know what's on the ballot. There are some big issues on the ballot, I guess, Jack. I mean, you were issue one, issue two.
Yes.
So, you know, short little snippet, issue one is the issue that basically vote yes for issue one if you want judges in the state of Ohio to be able to consider public safety in their ruling. So again, if you think a judge should be able to be hearing a case on whether or not they should release maybe, let's say, a accused rapist, and if you think he should be able to use public safety as a judgment on setting bail, then you want to vote yes for issue one. It's in my opinion, it's hard to believe that we're even having a discussion. I thought that's what judges were supposed to do, was consider the safety of the public. And then issue two is saying pretty plain and simple. I mean, if you cut out all the, there's a lot more language on the ballot than what I'm going to say, but basically it says you have to be a citizen to vote. And I really thought that was just common knowledge.
Yeah.
So,
but, issue one. There's one of the very liberal towns in our area decided they were anybody that's there. At one point, they were trying to even let 16-year-old vote. Yeah. Year-olds vote.
So, you know, the state legislator, they had to put an end to that, so that's why we see it on the ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those two are big and important, but again, I'll go back and I'll plug the sales tax renewal one more time. If you're uncertain on it, or you think maybe the information you got from the backyard patio party, if you want to fact check it, and please, you know, we got Friends of Mercer County Facebook page. If you post a question, it will be answered. I'm very confident in any information coming from there. Hell, if you got a question you want to call me, 419-305-9534 is my number. So I'm very passionate. I do believe that if this would fail, the effect of it's going to be that all of a sudden you're going to see cuts in services, and that's going to be outside of law enforcement as well inside of law enforcement that you're going to be discouraged by. So I'm very passionate. So, and if you haven't voted, then just do your research. So when it comes to election day, you can make the best decisions possible.
Fantastic. Dave, it was a pleasure, my man.
I appreciate you having me. I come on here every week, so me and Rocky.
Fantastic.
We might have to remember that.
And now come the pain. Yeah.
And last but not least, The Rock.
Yes.
How's it going, Rocker?
Super duper.
So what you got for us tonight? A top 10 list?
How long you been here?
For about an hour and a half.
On this day in pop culture history.
Oh, boy.
1867.
The year I graduated. 1867.
Oh, yeah, 1867.
Milton Berle was born.
Close. The first Harper's Bazaar is published.
Oh. Magazine.
What?
That's a magazine. It was a very popular magazine 100 years ago.
I don't.
Hey, it was first on his list. It was chronological order. That's the first one.
No, wait.
Yeah, that's pop culture like nobody's
business. I just want to understand something. Okay. There have been November 2nds, okay, for a billion years. And out of all of the November 2nds, I pick out the ones that are the most newsworthy.
Hold up on the car.
I pick out
Harper's Bazaar. He's Jack, he's going in chronological order from the oldest to the newest. Give him a chance to get to some of the newer ones.
That's right. He can only get better, so that's all right.
Let's see if we can refresh your, whatever.
Here we go.
What's one next? More of those, and I'm walking out.
Really? Is that all it takes?
1966, Applejacks is trademarked.
All right.
Now,
all
right. I got your back. There.
That's a big one. That's a big one. All right. Applejacks.
That puts you over the top.
If, like, you get into Fruit Loops, then we got something going.
I don't know no Fruit Loops, but no. Applejacks is probably my high point at this point.
So far, it is.
Today, yeah. 1959, you might remember this.
I was three.
You don't even know what the hell I'm saying yet.
It doesn't matter. I was three.
You might have heard of it then.
Go,
1959,
go ahead.
The TV show 21 is investigated, and the contestants admitted that it was a fraud.
Well,
1959.
I don't remember that show.
It was one where, like, they asked questions, and they gave the answers to some of the people and not others.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I assumed that, but that. I don't remember the show 21 at all. I remember the $64,000 question.
I remember sitting in my Aunt Kathy's lap watching 21.
When you were three?
Yes.
Pulled your fooler out.
Okay.
You just said you didn't remember anything when you were three.
Well, it was different.
Oh, okay.
I remember really good TV shows.
Okay. 1971.
And Applejacks.
The book The Hiding Place is published about a family who hides a bunch of Jews from the Nazis.
Oh.
Of course, it was made into a movie later on, but...
Really? It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, whoa. We got a strong Jewish in this area.
I would venture to say that nearly every Jewish person in the city of Fort Recovery is listening tonight.
And those are people who are asleep right about this point.
Well, they are now that they know they're safe since they're being hid.
Oh, it's early birthday time.
Oh, boy.
Are you calm for this?
Cubs won the World Series 6 years ago today.
Who did?
Cubs.
That's big. Awesome.
Oh.
If you're a Reds fan, you just turn off your radio.
Yeah.
They
won the World Series 30 years ago, 32 years ago.
All right. Birthday yesterday was Junior Coates and George Stroman Jr. That name ring a bell?
Georgie. Yeah.
Yep.
Georgie. Oh, yeah.
Who was the other person?
My cousin Junior Coates.
Oh, well, happy birthday, cousin.
Today we got... Why are you laughing?
Nobody cares except you and your cousin.
All right, go ahead.
Hey. I'm trying to fill time here.
We're already over time.
That ain't my fault.
It is now.
I talk too much.
Wednesday, yeah. We got Hannah Combs and Ivo Wendell.
That's today.
Yep.
That's today, bub.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. I said today.
Happy birthday, Ivo.
Ivo.
Yep. Happy birthday, Ivo.
Do I even want to mention today's season of the day?
Yeah. Nah, probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. So we're
Are you well? Get your shoes tied.
This is the highlight of your show.
Get your shoes tied. They're going to run you out of the studio.
Come on.
The brand new owner of the IGA, Adriana Stein.
Woo! All right, citizen of the day.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to Ford Recovery.
Well, she's been here for a while. She's been working there for months.
So it's like, where does she live? Is like she a Portland person?
She's from Jay County. Yes. I don't know if that's where she lives, but she's from Jay County, yeah. Yep, very nice young lady.
Very, very nice.
So, like, with the last name of Stein, is there any Port Recovery?
Do not know. I don't know.
You don't know?
We have to have her own
insight. She's coming next week. That's already determined. We spoke to her. Yep. She's going to be on next week. Thanks for asking, Bob.
Until she hears this. And she
But, Rocker's at... At the community club meeting next week, right?
No, I still got one more week.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to be gone, Jack.
Yes,
is that right?
That's right.
Well, I'll get to talk to
Jack's
to,
out on assignment?
Yeah, yes, out on assignment. At a winery someplace.
Do we got time for celebrity birthdays?
Or yeah.
Let's hurry, though. Cause
hey.
Bubba and Fee have guests coming in.
Yes, make sure.
Who's your guest tonight?
Christy Reisner.
Coach Reisner.
Ooh.
Let's keep this going then.
Jeez.
Yesterday was Lyle Lovett turned 65.
65. Yeah, if you give me the next one, yeah. I'll guess their age.
He's got great hair. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Jenny McCarthy.
55.
Ooh, that's
You're close.
50.
50.
50.
50.
And country singer Bo Bryce's. Well, guess.
Really not a country singer. 44.
Awful. Also awful
17.
Close. 47.
Oh. 47. That's seven, right?
Today's birthdays.
Oh, boy.
Stephanie Powers of Heart to Heart.
Oh.
Ooh,
yep.
Yeah,
what's that, her age?
Yep.
You want to guess her age since we're doing this dog and pony show?
82.
Ooh, 76. You are good at this, but wrong. 80.
80, that's close.
But
no, I meant 80 also.
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's right. A scooter.
Go ahead.
Friend star David Schwimmer.
He is just about my age, 56.
Very good.
Your age.
Very good there, sunshine.
I was 56 once too, but it was a long time ago.
And there's no chance in hell you're going to get this one, but I'll let her give you a shot. Rapper Nelly.
42.
Nelly.
38. 37. Jack, are you awake?
What's your guess,
who?
Jack? Nelly.
Nelly.
I'd
say higher than that.
Yeah, I would say 49.
46.
Good, Jack.
But also wrong.
During the summer, I had a job guessing people's weights and ages at Kings Island when I was younger.
I don't think that's true.
Huh?
We get hired at the fair next year.
Yeah.
Didn't they also give that job to the bearded lady?
What? What did you just...
That's a whole different side show.
Next week, we have... What's her first name?
Adriana.
Adriana.
Adriana Stein,
yes,
coming in on Insight. I'm out next week.
Good. Goodbye, I meant.
Stay tuned for Bubba and Fee and Sports Talk, where they have Christy Diller.
Christy Diller, yes, our track coach, cross-country coach this time of year. And they'll also have a call-in from Steve Hellwagon.
Yeah.
Bucknuts.
What the Hellwagon?
Yeah, that's Steve. Okay.
So... Dave, I wish you luck next Tuesday, fella.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again,
and
guys.
Good luck with your recent purchase, if you want to say something about it again real quick.
No, like I said, and as weren't listening earlier, this week we announced myself, Derek Wendell and Rob Stockler bought out Wendell Poultry from Randy, Gary, and Pam. They'll be around for the next 2 years or maybe even longer to help teach us and show us the rules of things that they've known since, I think Pam told me her dad got her started doing payroll in the fifth grade.
And that's probably right.
Which gave me ideas because I have a fifth grader.
Hey. Yeah, but so, at that time they probably had 10 employees instead of 50 or however many it is.
I think child labor laws have changed since then, too. So, but, you know,
it was like a lot of people, she was probably the best mathematician in the family, so they just had her do it.
Well, you know, so we're excited. Like I said, number one goal is that none of our customers even notice a difference in the transition. And we're excited. So I'm overly excited to be a part of Four Recovery's community now. So it's just great. I get to work in all these communities. And hopefully here come November 8th in the evening or November 9th, I wake up and I know I get to be a part of the whole county.
It's awesome.
And leadership. So thanks again, guys.
And I did receive a text while we were talking from Mayor Dave Kalp endorsing Dave Buescher for the Mercer County Commission.
Even if you made that up, that's really nice.
No, it's
true. Okay.
I appreciate that, Mayor. So, well, thanks again, guys.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors.